3D printing houses for a 1/10th of the price. As I briefly mentioned in my first blog post, The Moon, the future of concrete automated machines will build housing in the future. 3D printers, more specifically, 3D concrete printers will build houses for a tiny fraction of the normal cost of a concrete house. The evolution of this industry will only get better and better at reducing prices in constructing housing, especially standardized housing. One major benefit that 3D concrete printers have now, thanks to this innovative product coming out of Chemex, is a drastic reduction in the expensive solution that need to be mixed with concrete to stiffen recently ejected concrete from the 3D printer. This formula of concrete has a much quicker drying speed. But with this product coming from Chemex, 3D concrete printed homes will only need 1% of the cement mixture, making it highly scalable and far cheaper. Together, the entire project took just 5 days to complete, while dropping the material cost to $1,810 as compared to $22,627 it would have cost using the regular proprietary dry mixes used in 3D printing. Now, if only we owned the mining fleet mining the moon for geopolymer concrete. I wonder what mixes would allow one to develop a quick drying concrete formula like the one in the article, but using an alkaline solution that would work most effectively with the aluminosilicates found on the moon. Finally, after the systems are all built and put in place, all employees except one would be laid off. That sole individual is responsible for acting as a safeguard against the use of exponential growth by requiring each worker to manually approve the construction of building the automated machines calculated was next most in need. This could revolutionize the way we build housing. No more will the homeless live in tents in city sidewalks. No more will there be refugees fleeing their country but with no one welcoming them in. There are over 65 million refugees in the world, and the world has collectively turned their back on them. It's time the world stopped turning its back on the world's refugee crisis, automated the construction of standardized housing units, lower the cost of building with concrete as low as possible through automation and innovative mining locales, and laying off the workers who set up the factories.